What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the Double M Show, episode 16. This is where the urban life and sports collide, and I'm excited, man. We got the crew all together here. We got Mr. Mike Nice.
What's up? What's up?
We got T-Mac.
Hey, y'all.
And it's DJ Mies. We got a super, super packed show, but before we even get to the playlist, Mike Nice, how was your weekend, man? How
are
was
you
your
trying birthday? To be funny?
How was your birthday, man? I saw Mike in his birthday, but I don't know if he remembered me. That's why I just want to know.
It's just crazy.
Subliminals. I'm going to say this. It was a great weekend. Almost all my people were in attendance. You know, everybody who wanted to come out and celebrate with me. You know, it was a good night. Two different locations. A lot of people showed up. Friends, family, loved ones. It was a good time. You know, we just missing some key folks in my life that happened to not make an appearance. But you know what?
Why don't you just speak your mind and get it off your chest?
What's going on here?
Why don't you just speak your mind and get it off your chest right now? Because ever since you walked in here, you've been quiet. You're not speaking to me. You giving me the silent treatment.
I've been trying to get ready for the show. But since you want to bring it up, something from a couple days ago, where were you at, T-Mac?
It wasn't my fault.
Home girl.
Okay, I was not able to attend Mike's birthday celebration. However, I did wish him a happy birthday on his birthday. It wasn't my fault. I got in late. I got out late. There was no way I was going to get in. I didn't get in anywhere. Like, I was just late to everything. Got dressed, got ready for nothing. It wasn't my fault. You can blame Shani. She was getting ready real slow, taking her time, and then I had to wait on her, so if we want to blame somebody, I think we should blame her.
I blame both of y'all. Neither one of y'all is there, and I invited both of y'all to celebrate my life, my birthday. But you know what? It's one thing about me. I don't hold no beef.
That's crazy that you say that, because you walked in here, and it seemed like you was holding some beef.
I was locked in, focused, getting ready for the
show. Was you?
I came in kind of late, and when I walked in,
it was quiet,
it
right?
Was real quiet.
Was because he wasn't live. Speaking.
Usually we lie. Oh my goodness! I had to even stop and say, "Nah, what's going on here, guys?
Why Mike, what's going on here?"
I was locked in, getting ready for the
and
show.
And then he says he was heartbroken.
You know what, Mark? I figured she was mad at me. She didn't want to come to my birthday celebration. Maybe she got something against me.
Oh my gosh! Obviously, I have nothing against you.
I don't know, but
happy birthday.
Belated at this point.
I got you a present. I think that should make up for it.
What'd you get him?
Uh-oh.
What'd you get him?
I got him his favorite bottle of liquor.
Which is?
I drink water.
Which is?
That one that he had last time.
That water?
Mm-mm. I got that water.
I'm done with you, too.
No, anyway, you I'm so serious.
I drink water.
And what's that other one you had last time?
That other stuff, too?
That dark one.
It's probably grape juice.
No, Welch's. No. It was something else, but I got you that. This
must have been that other stuff. But
Mike, do you remember seeing me on your birthday, bro?
Barb, I remember seeing and having a good time.
See, how you know you don't remember me there?
You should have led by that.
You know what? You know why? Because I was like, yo, all my people was coming out. I said, Double M Media is about to be in the building. People said, oh, Double M Media? Marvin T-Mac's going to be here? We get to meet T-Mac?
Can we do a redo?
Everybody knows Marv. All my people. Oh, we get to meet T-Mac from Double M 2. Everybody was excited.
We didn't have that before at that other get together.
That was a different.
Derek said, Mike, don't drink no water.
I drink water.
Thank you, Derek.
I got water right
here. I think we should have a redo. Let's just try this again this weekend, and we can.
I mean, it is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, let's try it again. We'll try it again.
Oh, I got plans for Sunday too, but you know, T-Mac schedule over here.
Oh my gosh! Like, why do I always get picked on? Anywho,
let me give
the playlist.
I'm so sorry.
Let me give the playlist.
So we can, you know, have a good show now.
You got it all out, Mike? Is it all off your chest? I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
I'll wait till the forgiveness and the gifts show up, but right now, I'm good to go for Double M Media, episode 16.
That's good. T-Mac.
Let me get the playlist.
What's on the playlist?
Please. All right, Flat Tummy Tea. I don't know if a lot of you ladies and gents are aware, but it is not FDA approved. It's a shake. We'll get to that in a second, but we have some activists who spoke out against the celebrities who are promoting this shake and why you should not be drinking it and how healthy it can be for you. Then we're going to move on to the transgender killings. Now, this is a very, you know, controversial and sad topic because a lot of transgender women and black women in particularly are being targeted and killed by, you know, like things that are considered hate crimes, basically. Right. And last but not least, we got... Well, actually, two more things. We have Nipsey and Eric Holder finally being indicted. And then Mike's going to talk about that. And then we have Biggie Smalls. Today is his B-Day. Happy birthday, Biggie Smalls.
Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls.
See, we should throw a party for Biggie and you and celebrate y'all together. That way we could have a redo.
No, my birthday was last Thursday.
I think we can, you know, make something happen with that.
Whatever you want to throw, T-Bank, you let me know.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But let's start this off. Flat tummy tea. So, celebrities, we know, have a really big influence over their fans, their followers, you know.
Right.
Average people like us who may post something, you know, hundreds may see it. But when celebrities post something, millions see it. Right. Millions. You know, they have such an impact, such influence, especially on kids. Like, teenagers, these young adults out here, they're very, very influenced by these celebrities. So, I don't know if you guys know Jamila Jamil. She's an activist, she's a model, she's an actress, she's British. And so what she did was she commented underneath the Kardashians post. So the Kardashians are really known for promoting this product. It's flat tummy tea.
How much do Kardashians get paid to promote?
A lot.
Ads. A lot of money?
A lot.
Right,
it's it. Referred to as a pretty penny.
Pretty penny. Pretty penny.
Because it fluctuates, but again, a lot. They get paid to post these ads and these products and to take a picture with them. And really, that's all it is. If you ever really look into it, the Kardashians post a picture with it. You never see them drink it. Mm-hmm. You never see them drink it. You always see them post a picture with it. So what she did is that, actually, I'm going to pull up her post because she was really bold about what she said and how she said it. And
who? Kardashian?
No, Jamila Jamil. She said it. She's an activist and she said it underneath Khloe Kardashian's post. She said, "Own up to the fact that you have a personal trainer, nutritionist, and probably a chef and a surgeon to achieve your aesthetic rather than laxative product. Tell them the side effects of this non-FDA approved product. The most doctors are saying are unhealthy. Side effects include you have cramping, stomach aches, diarrhea, dehydration. Then I guess I have to. It's incredibly awful that the industry bullied you into becoming so fixated on your appearance. That's the media's fault. But now please don't put that back into our world and hurt other girls the way that you have been hurt. You're a smart woman. Be smarter than this." That's what she said underneath the post.
So what was the aftermath after that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, how big is this? You said her name was Jamila Jamil?
Yeah.
I can't lie. I've never heard of her.
She's a big activist. Like, she's really big on loving your body, loving the skin that you're in. And she likes to help and educate people and empower them to feel comfortable with themselves.
So, in this situation, you know, there are probably a lot of people who are not familiar with who she is, but mm-hmm. it's probably a lot of people who know who Kim Kardashian is.
Right.
Is it a situation where people are just saying, "Yeah, screw that. It's Kim Kardashian. I'm going to follow whatever she's doing because look what she has in her life."
Well,
some people operate off of that. Look what this person has in their life and how can I do whatever I can to follow, in a sense, in their footsteps or what they're promoting to try to be on their level, in a sense.
I think the bigger part here is that she points out a lot of major factors, like they have a nutrition, they work out every single day, they have a trainer. Like, when they promote these products, they give the idea that this product is why they look the way they look. Like, "Oh my God, this helped me lose so much weight. This is helping me just shed so much fat." And like, in reality is, you're not using that product, and that's not the reason why you look like that.
You know what it reminds me of? Back in the day, right? I forget who used to promote it. Reeboks had these sneakers, the pumps. And when you pump the shoelaces, whatever, you jump super high. I bought them sneakers.
You thought you was going to jump super high?
I ain't jumped for nothing. They couldn't touch net, couldn't jump nothing.
But you see what the difference?
You see the celebrity, you think, oh my God, exactly. That's the sneakers that makes you jump so high.
See, but I think it's one thing to promote a product that you're not consuming. Like, if you're promoting a sneaker, a hat, this hat's going to make you grow hair, or, you know, that shoe's going to make you jump higher. It's going to make you a better basketball player. Like, whatever the case may be. But when you have younger girls and our younger generation consuming something to lose weight, when we know that weight is such, it's so different now. A lot of people are so fixated on, you know, being healthy and being fit, and they will do anything to get a body like the Kardashians. And at this point, it becomes a matter of like their health. I think that's different from wearing a shoe to make you jump higher, because technically no harm can come from that. But a lot of harm can come from drinking something that's not FDA approved and has many side effects that you're not listing on your posts. And that's another thing that Jamila had brought up, is that you're not saying what these side effects are.
Like in the commercials.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and you know how in the commercials too, they always speed it up at the end, like, you may die, you may have brain cancer, you may do this. It's like, why? Slow down. Like, what? What are the side effects?
I mean, it's obvious, because they're trying to really sell that product. And of course, they don't want you to hear about the possible side effects that come along with it. You know, you see that. I remember being young and just not understanding what that was at the end of commercial with a dude, and it cut off. Or you see the super small writing at the bottom.
Really fine print.
Or the infomercials.
Your magnifying glass.
Or the infomercials with
this
great product, and it'll show the price in the corner, like $19.95 in small print. It said, plus shipping and handling. And I never could see that until I got, I'm like, yo, what is that? Because I know, I finally started paying attention to it, but you know, going back to what you said about, you know, young girls or whoever, there's some crazy people in this world, and maybe crazy not the right word to use, but there's some people who literally will worship the ground that celebrities walk on, kind of like what I was saying earlier.
Very true.
And it doesn't matter what they do. You know, Kim Kardashian can tell you that she's been eating her boogers for the last 10 years, and that makes her butt fat. And some girls out there will probably say, I'm going to eat my boogers too and see what happens.
And start believing. After 2 weeks, I kind of feel
it's something a little different here. Because, you know, it's not even to make fun. But that's just how some people operate. Like, I want to be like this person so bad that
they will do any and everything.
I'm going to copy it.
The same as them.
All they got to hold up is a little packet of powder and say, you drink this and it's going to have you looking just like me. And there's people in the world who just, I don't care what's on the back of that package or what it may contain, I'm going to consume it because I'm going to be like Kim Kardashian, or I'm going to be like this celebrity. So it's kind of sad to think about that's how some people operate in this world, because that's just the reality of the situation.
You have to research everything. You know, everything that a celebrity puts out there, you have to understand. It's easy for us, now that we're older, we understand when a celebrity promotes something, they're securing the bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you would want your celebrity to be well known about
you trust
what product,
them.
What product
you that, think that what they're telling you to use is right.
I doubt if Kim Kardashian or Khloe Kardashian, whatever Kardashian, puts out something out there, they want it to harm whoever they're utilizing. But that comes with doing the research as well. You know, they probably don't know half the things that Jamil just put out there. But just put out there. So this is a backlash on them to not having the responsibility. Because like you said, that could harm people. And then people get sued and things like that happen in nature. But I know nothing about tummy tea. I know nothing about flat tummy tea.
I drink tea. It ain't flat in my stomach,
tummy
though.
Tea.
I think you guys brought up a really good point. And this is something that Jamila kind of spoke about, is that she's an activist when it comes to, you know, being positive and fighting back against like the Photoshop, the fat shaming and the fat phobia. And she calls what the celebrities are doing irresponsible. Cause like you guys just mentioned, they have so much influence. Like you just said, like if Kim Kardashian came out and she was like, yeah, I eat my boogers, my butt can get fatter. Like 9 times out of 10, 100 million people going to eat their boogers. So they ask to get fatter. Do you consider what the celebrities are doing to also be like irresponsible.
Yeah. I mean, I look at a comment just came in from Sam, who says, as long as the check clears at the end of the day, celebrities don't give a damn what they're promoting. So I do feel in a situation, there are some celebrities who maybe take a stand and be like, I'm not promoting this, or don't associate me with this product, because they've done their research and they're not going to stand or be connected to any kind of promotion that maybe harms people or doesn't benefit people in any type of way. But then there are also those celebrities say, I can get how much to do to hold this up? I can get how much to say this name? And they don't care. They just know that at the end of the day, that check is going to look great. And they're not really worried about how it may affect other people. They know they're not taking the product, but they're getting the money from it. So that's, in some ways, all that matters to some celebrities.
And it's so easy now for celebrities to promote. You don't need to do commercials anymore.
You don't. You post a picture.
You can post a picture.
And at the brand or the company.
But for a Kardashian's sake, the one we're speaking on right now, you know, they consider themselves social media influencers, right? So in that case, yes, you have to be responsible for what you put out there, because you don't want to damage anyone or hurt anyone, especially if it's something that you don't use.
Like, and for that to even have the possibility of coming back to, you know, like sneak up on you, like let's say like these young teenagers, like, oh my God, let me drink this flat tummy tea shake. And then later down the line, you know, they're having these headaches and stomach aches, can't have children, God forbid. Like, you know, there's so many side effects that if you continue to consume a harmful product over time, like it's going to get worse. So I think that they should be held accountable, especially for something that they are clearly not using. I understand, like, you know, there's contracts and money and, you know, they have to post with this like once a week. But where do you draw the line? You know, right. I feel like when it comes to, like you said, like the whole sneaker thing, like that's different. Like these are things that like young girls and women are putting in their body because you said it works.
This just reminds me of that documentary that BET came out with several months ago, talking about girls, women who are trying to go through procedures to make their butts bigger, and how, you know, some of those girls see celebrities who have done it and gone through whatever avenues to get it done, and then they try to do it and
it's not the same.
It's backfired on them in some very bad ways, where I think one of the girls on the show had to end up getting like her legs and stuff cut off because the just side effects or whatever came along with it, it just didn't cooperate with her and her body. It just reminded me of that, and just again goes back to influence, being influenced by others. And again, Sam with another great comment saying he doesn't think it's irresponsible, because if people just choose to be mindless bots and just follow what other people are doing without doing their own research, it's on them. And that's facts.
But sometimes it's not always just people. Sometimes it's kids. Like, these kids have access to social media. And that was Jamila's main argument, is that you have little girls, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, who can't necessarily think that deep into it, but know the Kardashians are in, and I gotta look like the Kardashians, you know? So, yes, as adults, we should be able to take a step back and be like, let me look into this. But as children who have access to social media now, and it's such a big part of their life, because the world is just changing that way, they don't necessarily have that same thought process. And I don't, you guys remember when that whole like Gucci brand came out and it looked like blackface?
Right. Yeah.
And everybody, you know, activists and everyone was against it. Nobody wanted to buy it. And it's like, why can't we, you know, come together and come to the same conclusion for products that aren't FDA approved? Like, you wouldn't feed this to your siblings, your kids, your mom, like knowing that this can harm them. So I don't understand like why any celebrity would think that this is okay to promote for other people to consume, knowing that it can harm them.
And this is like, this is just one example, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a lot of products out there that are not sold in stores that you just have to go to a website that celebrities promote. Mm-hmm. And as you said, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids have access to it. Now you can buy something with just a push of a button.
Mommy and daddy's credit card.
Right, and not even think nothing of it, because the access is right there. Once you put someone's credit card on the phone or something, you have
it's on file.
It's there. It's on file. I left my credit card in my brother's PlayStation one time.
They ran it up.
You You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's so easy to just buy products and not have the full information, especially when you're a kid.
Yeah.
So,
I think it definitely should be the celebrity's job, if they're going to promote a product, to know about that product. And I know that Marv, you mentioned that they don't know what goes into it, but like, I feel like if you are putting your name and associating your brand with the product, you should know.
Sit down.
Everything yes, about that sit product. Down,
let me know about this product. What yes. are the pros?
Why should I, and especially for being as big as the Kardashians, like, why should I put my name on your brand? Like, you should know that.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
It's just crazy to think about. I'm thinking of a whole nother avenue of young kids getting access to all this. I'm like, where the hell the parents at in all this situation?
Yeah.
That's kind of the society we live in, where kids have easy access to a lot of this. There's no way when I was a young 13, 12-year-old, I have access to my mom's credit card.
Yeah, no.
I did not have access. It wasn't
my
easy
mom
access
kept
to me.
Track of her charges. She okay. saw one off thing. She yeah. was calling the bank or the credit card company
I
up.
I used to try to, you know, order some pay-per-views on some wrestling pay-per-views when I was young.
Wrestling.
And see, right. if I can watch
unquote.
These pay-per-views and not think anything of it, because I was young and stupid, but it would show up on a bill. Nowadays, it doesn't work like that, where kids can get away with ordering, buying anything, and their parents won't think too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different times that we live in.
That brings up a great comment saying, and the internet is all algorithms as well. If you're Googling flat tummy tea, the top results are all positive. The majority of the page is for the tea. And then when you Google it, all of a sudden when you go on Instagram and you go on Facebook, you start seeing the ads.
Oh, that's crazy,
the
man.
The ads
it's
start
crazy
coming out of
money. Tracking you.
You know, everything gets, everything gets tracked. So, T-Mac.
What's up?
If this flat tummy tea is not the best way to go about losing weight,
oh, dun, dun, dun.
What could we do, or what could women out there do, or young kids out there do as substitutes instead of going to a Kardashian page and getting what they're getting? Because which I bet is highly expensive.
Mm-hmm. Let me. This sounds like something called T-Max tips.
All right,
T-Max tips. Okay.
All right. So these are the top five healthy and most affordable ways, according to the National Health Service study, to lose weight and to be healthy. Not necessarily to, you know, be as skinny as possible, but like to keep a nice fit, to be comfortable with yourself. And, you know, you just want to be healthy. So definitely number one, eat more fruits and vegetables. This can be as simple as having like one apple a day, one banana, just exactly. Eat your broccoli, your veggies, you know. Number two, drink more water. If you can, try to stay away from the soda and the juice. I know you guys might see like the fruit, the 100% fruit, but it's really, really sugary. So you definitely want to drink more water, less sodas and juices to keep your system a little bit more clean. Number three, do not skip breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Absolutely.
In fact, you actually want to try to eat 1 to 2 hours after waking up. That is how you keep your metabolism. You keep your metabolism going. You keep it from slowing down. You never want to wake up and just not eat for half the day. Always try to eat something in the morning.
Something
like I said, a good fruit or a banana, something is always good to have in the morning. Number four, less salt and saturated fat. So again, staying away from those greasy and fried foods.
Something I fail at doing again.
You, once in a while, yes, that's okay. But you definitely want to try to bake things more. Bake chicken instead of frying it. Like I said, I know I love fried chicken. But again, try to do that at least, you know, more often than not to bake it than to fry it. Last but not least, the most simple thing of all, exercise. And when I say exercise, I don't mean you have to go on a 30-minute run or you need to lift like 50 pounds in the gym. Like, this can be as simple as walking a mile a day. This can be as simple as getting up, stretching your legs, walking around, just being active, getting your muscles moving, those bones moving. And you want to do it consistently. Don't just think, oh my God, I'm going to work out today, and then you don't work out for the rest of the month. Like, you just want to be consistent with exercising and moving around. Go for a walk at the park, you know, every 2 days. Walk with your friends. Walk and chat with your neighbors.
Double M is an
album. Put on Double M. Listen to Double M and walk the park. Get familiar with it. You know, so those are T-Mac's 5 tips. Definitely affordable, definitely easy, definitely helpful.
Now, these tips, how have they impacted your life?
Yes, I actually practice all these tips regularly, especially drinking water. I drink a ton of water. Anybody who knows me, I drink only water and I drink green tea. I have a really clean system and I like to keep it that way.
That's good. You do bring in tea all the time.
And she's I go through 50 million water bottles a day.
Drink milk?
No, I don't drink milk. I don't like the taste of milk. But I'll drink water.
Rice milk?
No, I just said I don't drink milk.
Almond milk?
Do you want some milk?
He needs some milk.
Somebody just...
Type up milk I'm looking for.
He's so thirsty.
What kind of milk you looking for, Mike?
What kind of milk watching wrestling pay-per-view.
What type of milk is rice milk, the vanilla-flavored one?
The hell is that?
All right, well, nice, strong bones, yes.
Tell you.
Go ahead and have your milk. Anyway.
Nobody's drinking a lot of milk. The Warriors. Warriors are drinking a lot of milk.
Yo, we got to talk about the Warriors. We have to. Because, you know what? Five years... in the running of making it to the NBA Finals, a stretch that hasn't been seen since the 60s with the Boston Celtics. We gotta give credit to this team with the run they've been on, you know, since we're talking 2014-15. Yep. That season when it's really started kicking off for them and they got hot. They got really hot. And now it's like it's an automatic that for the last 3 years especially, you already have it automatic in your mind that this team is most likely going to win a championship. And before the Warriors, I don't know if there was a team that can be looked at as that automatic that maybe...
You knew the Heat were going to the...
Yeah, okay, the Heat.
The finals.
The Spurs maybe had a couple years there.
Automatic with the Spurs? I don't think
was it ever automatic.
It was never like, oh, the Spurs are going to make it. Because you still have the Kobe's and things. It wasn't automatic.
Okay, so the Lakers, the early 2000 Lakers.
Yeah, the early 2000 Lakers definitely was
like, and then the Bulls, obviously,
yep.
When Jordan. But the Warriors in this current day and age are that team that we look at as automatic. You know, they're to the finals. From the start of the season, October 31st, whenever the season starts, I think for the last 3 years, people just book it. See the Warriors in the final versus whoever they face, and they're probably going to win. Because that's just the type of run that
this team is. Is that your prediction?
Oh, yeah. I got the Warriors winning the championship.
What about you?
I had the Warriors.
You know I love doing that.
T-Mac, everybody knows.
Now, are you going to be the opposite of Mike this time?
You don't get it.
So that's your...
You could ask me that yesterday. You could ask me that tomorrow.
I'm asking you right now.
You could ask me that
Answer my question.
The Warriors are winning the championship.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. The question can't be, are they winning? You got to ask, how many games is going to take?
That's what it is now.
All right. Enough said.
The way they ran through Portland.
I saw that.
Portland, a team that had a hell of a playoff run.
That was
pathetic.
Going through the Thunder. And the mighty Russell Westbrook and Paul George was the MVP candidate. Then you go through Denver, who was the second best, or at times during the season, the best team in the West. Got through Denver. Then they just run into Golden State without Durant, without Boogie Cousins. They didn't have Iguodala for Game 4. And they just had Portland looking like dummies. What was the stat, Marv? They was up like...
For the past 3 games, they were up 15-plus points before the second half, and they've lost every single time. It was to the point where you watch the game, like the last game was last night, right?
Yes.
We were all in the group chat watching the game, and Portland was up 15-plus, and we're just like, this is laughing. Just laughing, because you knew that they were going to find a way to lose the game because Golden State was just toying with them. They were toying with them so much, Curry traveled. He took an unnecessary step to take a 3 when he could have took a 2 and ended the game, but he felt like traveling. That's how much they were just toying with Portland and their fans.
But the thing is, it's like it only took Warriors 3 guys to really beat Portland. 3 guys. Steph Curry, obviously, who had arguably his greatest playoff series ever in his whole career.
Regardless of his situation with his wife. Very good job.
I think everything peachy in that household right now.
He's definitely has more worries right now.
Everything's peachy in that household right now. You know, Klay Thompson's going to be consistent and add his points in and be solid defensively. And then Draymond Green, who's he's locked in right now on levels. Like, he's not even arguing with refs and stuff as much as he used to anymore. And it all it took is pretty much those three guys.
He's growing.
He had an ass season. Draymond Green was ass.
I'm saying he was out of shape for a while, too.
He didn't look good, toe injury. He was... But, man, I tell you, he's impressed me a lot these playoffs. Just, he's the point guard. He's the essential point guard for the the Golden State Warriors, especially with KD gone. And he's been balling. Triple-doubles, starting off with the break, because he gets the most of the board. So he starts off the break. And then defensively, I mean, you can't say enough about Draymond defensively. He's been amazing. Team defense, stopping the runs. You can't say much about this Golden State team, and this is without obviously the best player in the world in Kevin Durant, who was on a tear. It's not like Kevin Durant was just scoring his 26, 27 points. Kevin Durant was on a streak we've never seen. Like, he was a force. Yeah. He got the calf injury, and Warriors said, "Oh, back to 2015."
Pretty much. It's truly amazing to watch and see. I'm a Warriors fan. You know, after the Celtics were my hometown team, I'm a Warriors fan.
I hate the Warriors.
The best thing that could have happened for me this year was Celtics versus Warriors in the finals. Obviously, not happening. But that's the best thing that could have happened, in my opinion. As soon as the Celtics got their ass kicked and was eliminated, I'm all Warriors right now. I want them to sweep whoever, get it done. Hope Curry, KD, drop 40. Doesn't matter to me. I want Warriors to win the title and get that three-peat. It doesn't matter to me if KD...
Who was your second team to go with?
tell him, Bob. Who's your second favorite team?
She didn't ask that. So you're not listening. She asked
in the playoffs,
who's my team to go with?
Okay, second.
I'm just watching.
Well, just answer both. Who's your second favorite team and then who's second? Is it embarrassing?
No, it's not embarrassing. So Mike likes to have fun with this. I don't get why. But my second favorite team is the Memphis Grizzlies. I love the Memphis Grizzlies.
Who?
The who?
God, crazy. Oh, y'all buddy though. That's crazy.
I'm trying to get back on Mike's good side.
She said, har, laughing. Right, Mike? Har.
She laughing at my jokes for my poop.
No.
On my second favorite team, for those who know me, everyone.
Right now in the playoffs, right now, rooting for?
Right now, I'm just watching ball.
Just watching, you ain't got nobody rooting for?
I like players, so I'm rooting for Giannis, rooting for Kawhi. I like Kawhi a lot as well. Honestly, anyone but the Warriors.
Warriors.
I hate the Warriors. I hate them. They make me sick. I hate Curry. I hate Klay. I hate KD. I know they're amazing. I'll give them all the respect in the world, and I'll talk real basketball of how great they are. But I can't stand them. And watching these playoffs makes me even more sick of seeing them dominate without KD.
So you don't like the Warriors because they've been so dominant, or you just didn't like these guys beforehand?
I never liked the Warriors to begin with, even during that the first season.
The colors?
The flashiness. Is it the colors? I didn't like the. They're so good. It makes me sick. The whatever.
Oh, you just don't like the way they be showing up. Okay.
No. So you wouldn't like the Showtime Lakers and stuff back in the day.
Of course I wouldn't.
I mean.
All right. Well, before we get Marv upset about not liking the Warriors, let's move on to our second topic on the agenda.
Shout out to the Warriors. 5 times in a row is an amazing feat. They're going to win again. They're going to 3-peat. I hope that team blows up. I hope Klay says F.
Even though you hate them.
I hope KD says I'm out.
Run it back next year.
Run it back.
Why not?
Okay, Turbo.
All right. Anyways, so we got to talk about, the transgender killing. So 23-year-old Malaysia Booker, she was found dead. She was shot on Saturday around 6:40 a.m. Dallas police responded to a report of a shooting. Now, a month prior to that, she was brutally assaulted by 4 men. And I know, I watched the video. Did you guys watch the video?
I did.
Brutally assaulted by 4 men, hit with a brick. They broke her wrist. I think one man was arrested, but they're still looking for the other 3. And then now, a month later, she's dead. I don't think that's a coincidence. What do you guys think?
This whole thing, I'm just going to speak personally first. It it bothers me because personally for me, I ignored it. Like when I saw the video in April about the transgender women getting beat up by black men, you know, it's just something I saw and I was ignorant about it. Didn't really think about it. And then it, you know, it took me to Saturday when I saw how she was killed a month later. And then I started doing research on just how black transgender women have been getting killed.
2018 alone, 26.
In 2026, four in 2019. I just want to get their names. Dana Martin, and I just lost it. Hold on one sec. Dana Martin, Malaysia Booker, like you just said, Ashanti Carmen, Claire Legato, and Michelle Simmons. You know, these are women who are just trying to
be comfortable with themselves.
To live their life, yeah. And, you know, get killed. And as a black man, I feel like I failed to not putting awareness out there. When I heard of these attacks, I just... Because I don't know transgender women, I'm not knowledgeable enough about the transgender community or their lifestyle. It was something I always put aside.
Right.
And then when I find out these are black men who are attacking these women, these are black men who are going out to hurt women who are just trying to live their lives. You know, there's these four words that's been said to me years back that I've always lived by now. It's live and let live. Live and let live. People want to be comfortable in their lives. Imagine living something that you're not comfortable with and you finally change, you feel good about it. To attack someone for who they want to be is disgusting, it's despicable, and I'm gonna make it now a thing where I put awareness out there for it because I feel bad for not even talking about. I'm always someone who's about social justice and community, and I always talk about Black Lives Matter and this is a part of it as well. And, you know, I'm glad that in Double M we have the platform where we can speak up and talk about, you know, these women who are getting their lives attacked, and we can really start putting awareness out there because it's not right that people are getting their lives taken away for who they believe or who they want to be. And that's my take on it.
Right? Yeah, there. And it's, you know, you mentioned just feeling bad about not, you know, bringing awareness to it. There were a lot of standbys watching, filming,
right,
and not doing anything as they watched this woman get brutally attacked. People were screaming and shouting, but not one person stepped in to stop the attack. It didn't happen for, you know, a couple of minutes in where other women dragged her out to safety. But no one tried to stop these men from attacking her. And they all stood around in a circle, either recording or just watching. But no one did anything. And I think that right there is, you know, the bigger shame. Like, that is so shameful that you would just watch this woman get hit in the head with a brick, her wrist broken. Like, you just witnessed an assault, you know, and... For the four men that put their hands on this woman, like, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, that line you just said there, Marva, live and let live, is real powerful because you think in a situation, whether it's transgender or you know, gay, bisexual, whatever your walk of life may be, you know, in these situations, when these girls out here harming people with their
not
life,
bothering they live, anybody,
they bring in harm to anybody else's life just because they wanted to make a change in their life. And I mean, that's the way I look at it from my point of view. If you're not being harmed by what somebody's trying to do and the way they're trying to live their life, if they're not bringing any pain, ache, agony, hurtful, anything towards your life, why make it a priority to make it your business and want to go to the lengths of trying to attack somebody? Regardless of how you feel, like, you know, I'm not for what they're doing, why go to the lengths of trying to say, I'm so upset about how this person is living their life that let me brutally attack them. Let me take their lives away from them. Like, who gives you that permission to do that because you're so upset in your feelings about how this person is going about their way of life? You wouldn't want somebody to attack you with how you're living. even if you're not transgender, maybe because you have the wrong shoes on or something. You know, people do different things. We live in a society where if you wear the wrong color hat or something in the wrong neighborhood, your life's on the line. And that happens in some places. And I just look at it at a point where if you're living your life, and again, you're not bringing harm to anybody, why make it a point to do that to somebody else? And it's sad to hear the situations of these women who are living their life in their own personal way, going about their life, doing their thing, and people want to bring pain, ache, agony to them and their loved ones too.
Their families,
These families, friends, they've lost somebody. They've lost somebody because other people are so hateful about how they're living their lives. That's the worst part of it to me, that's where people are headed to.
Do you guys think it was a coincidence, this whole thing happening a month apart?
Her getting jumped in
and then getting shot.
I doubt it.
I really don't think there's, like, this is, it's just too close together. And it was just, that video went viral, you know? And I think that she became a target in someone's eyes.
They haven't caught who killed her yet.
Yeah, they have no suspects so far.
One of the people who did jump her was released out of jail like a week before. So, you know, there's obviously suspicion there. Mm-hmm. And if we hear anything else, obviously we're going to put it out there. But a couple weeks ago on this show, we spoke on, you know, I think Mike spoke on it, the power of allyship and just being allies. Mm-hmm. And that's what they need right now. You know, transgender people, they need allies from everyone. And it can't just be people from the transgender or people from the LGBTQ community speaking out on this. It needs to be us.
It needs to be everybody.
It needs to be everyone speaking out on these hate crimes, because that's the only way this is going to, you know, be spread aware. This is the first attack that I've seen got national news. But that's not enough. It needs to be covered more. We need to start, you know, putting emphasis on protecting our transgender men and our transgender women and protecting everyone. Like, what kind of life are we trying to live here? What type of legacy are we trying to leave behind if we're continuing to, you know, show hate and take people's life away just because of who they are, who they feel
or to who be. They choose to be, right, for no reason.
Yeah. Again, and I see this coming up in the comments as well. Like, they're not hurting anybody or hurting themselves. You know, what makes it your right to try to bring pain to somebody else? It doesn't make any sense. And it's also same, being an ally is important. We did talk about this on a previous show. You know, it can't just be, you know, I think in that episode we were talking about, you know,
Korver,
you know, yeah, Kyle Korver, basketball player, being an ally to a fellow teammate who was black, went through a situation with the police, and how he spoke up, you know, being on the other side, wanting to be an ally and support. That's just what it really is all about. It looks great if, you know, you're walking with somebody in the same, who lives the same life as you, you know, trying to fight something. But if you see somebody on the other side of it who doesn't live that same life for you, who sees it from a different perspective and wants to stand up and say, hey, you know, I see what you're going through, I understand it, you know, and I don't want to see any kind of pain, you know, hate coming your way. So I'm going to support you to try to make sure that, you know, you find peace, just maybe like how I find peace in a sense, something like that. That is very important to do.
I agree. Well, the police are tagging this as a hate crime, so it will be added to the one man who was arrested, his charges. So hopefully they do catch the other three men that were involved, and hopefully they do catch the killer who, you know, took the life of Malaysia Booker. So hopefully,
men, especially black men, we have to do better. We need to protect all our women. The fact that that video is so crazy, like, it was really four men jumping a transgender woman, like throwing a brick at her. It's disgusting. Sickening. Like, we need to hold each other accountable for things like this. We can't scream one thing and do the opposite. We can't scream about brutality. We can't scream about Black Lives Matter. We can't scream about none of that stuff. We can't even take care of our own. Take care of each other. Let's take care of each other. We can't jump in a woman, like, yo. Whether she switched or not, doesn't, like, come on.
And that right there it just connects to so many other things. If you're just talking about, you know, protecting our own in a sense, Marv, and that kind of connects to the next thing we're going to talk about.
Right.
If you want to get into it, T-Mac.
Let's move on. Definitely. We'll keep you updated with anything else going on with Malaysia Booker's case and trial going forward. And hopefully the police do catch them and responsible. But moving on to justice being served for Nipsey Hussle. Mike, you want to take that away?
So, yeah, Eric Holder, the suspect, you know, who's believed to be the one who shot and killed Nipsey Hussle. He was indicted, which means, you know, they don't even have to worry about hearing his case. It's going straight to trial. I think he's been indicted. No, he has been indicted on one count of murder, two counts of attempted murder, because there was also two people who were shot.
Not just Nipsey.
Assault with a firearm and one count of possession of a firearm by a felony. So, you know, he's going to trial. And I mean, I think all the evidence somewhat that has come out so far led to him being the guy who took Nipsey's life. And, you know, a lot of these situations, people just say, hey, revenge. You know, sometimes people just want to point to revenge. And how can we get back at a situation where someone I care about, you know, lost their lives? But in this situation here, you know, it's going through the justice system. And obviously you want the justice system to prevail in a lot of situations so that justice is served for, you know, Nipsey's friends and family, the people who care about him, love him. You want to see this man who pulled the trigger and took this man's life pay the price, you know, for what he did. And
what's the max he can get?
Yeah, I don't know the details and all of that. Obviously, you know, a lot of people believe maybe this man should never see the light of day again. You know, throw him in the back of the jail cell.
I think either way.
Either way what?
If he, you know, goes to jail, he would probably have to be, like, isolated the entire time. I think that if he does go to jail, he will still have, like, a target on his back. You know? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's a targeted man.
Yeah.
He's a targeted man as we speak right now. You know? If in some crazy way he were to get off, which I doubt people see that happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that people are plotting, you know, some way, somehow, when he's in and out of that courtroom, you know, how they can get to him. And even when he's in jail, you know, I feel like there may be a plot against his life while he's in jail. I feel like some way, somehow, people are going to try to find a way to get to him. The same way when he wasn't found at first and everyone was, the police were looking for him, gangs were looking for him, people were killing his family members, you know? So I feel like however which way they can get to him, they're going to try to get to him. And now that, you know, he's going to trial, it's going to be known where the trial is taking place. You know, he's just going to have to be under extreme surveillance, you know, in and out of that courtroom. And even when in jail,
they're prepared for that.
Yeah. There, and even in jail, though.
Yeah. It's nothing new to them at all.
Yeah.
I'd rather see him be arrested and go through trial in a situation than, you know, him. They couldn't fight. He was on the run. Was he on the run for a little bit?
He wasn't getting far, though.
I mean, I think there was a lot of evidence that pointed it to being him. I think there had to have been witnesses.
There's a video.
There's a video of him. So, if anything, with all the various outcomes that could have happened, this one right here where he's going to trial, stand in trial for the murder of Nipsey Hussle and all the other things, you know, he's going to stand trial for. You know, you can't be mad at this.
Right. Well, we can just hope.
Sorry, to answer your question, the maximum sentence, if he does get convicted of all the charges, is life in prison, for sure.
Sure.
Let you know, we pray for the best, for justice, Nipsey's family.
Bring a little bit closure to their family. I just hope justice gets served. I really hope that...
Unless you're in prison.
I hope they do their part.
He's not like... It's usually like high-profiled...
Cases sometimes
they'll get like separation in prison or whatnot. Why does he deserve? He was already a felon.
Right.
Why does he deserve to get any kind of special treatment in jail where they got to keep him away?
Yeah, I don't think, to be honest, I don't think he's gonna last in prison. And I hope justice gets served.
Wes says, won't be surprised if one of the prison guards helped set him up to get him jumped. You know?
Not just jumped. I think.
And that's what Sam's saying. They're saying he killed this man now. So, you know, everyone has their different...
Everybody's... Different we had a conversation about this on the show about... In a such situation, would you rather somebody, you know, face the death penalty or just life in prison? You know, still on the fence, but I think... If you got to serve life in prison, there you go. Like Wes said earlier, throw away the key, let him rot away, and just stare at a wall for the rest of his life thinking about what he did.
And that right there is punishment enough, because I feel like if you do go with the death penalty, that's just like putting them out their misery. I think life in prison is the right punishment.
Cut off from the world for the rest of your life.
Everyone has their different, their different thoughts on it.
Different opinions, but we just hope that justice gets served for Nipsey, so we'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. Let's move on to our last topic of the night. So today is Biggie's birthday. Happy birthday, Biggie. Christopher Wallace, born May 21st, 1972. So we all know Biggie passed away at the age of 24, March 9th, 1997, to multiple gunshot wounds. You know, he was from Brooklyn. Yeah. Passed away out in L.A. We all know the story. Did you anybody watch the series on Netflix with him and Tupac? I was so into that.
You sure did.
They did not put enough episodes on there for me.
Between watching that and doing a lot of like my own personal research with a lot of my friends, just talking about it, going back, because once you heard that series was coming out, BET had something, you know, talking about. I think it looked more at the death row aspect of it, but between that BET show that came out and the USA one, and then doing my own personal research for that time period, that month, 2 months, whatever, I was hooked to everything Biggie, Tupac, the murder case, the conspiracy theories, who might have did it. I was hooked and did plenty of research.
Crazy. To this day. Yeah,
when you do
his murder is not solved.
And you find out how deeper it is.
Oh, it's solved.
You saw the detectives, dirty cops, and all. It's crazy.
Especially out in LA. It was bad. The dirty cops out there, it was pretty heavy. But
save
Biggie,
that, Mike, though. Save that thought. It's a topic. Mike.
Biggie.
It's solved.
Save that, Mike.
Started on it.
He is considered to be one of the greatest, you know, and I agree with that fact that Biggie was one of the greatest rappers alive.
Right.
It's
King of New York, like Sam said. I mean, when you ask most people their top five MCs of all time, you hear Biggie's name a lot, and there's a reason for that. You know, this guy was not just a good rapper. He was one of the originators of storytelling. Like, there was no better storyteller than Biggie. Yes, he had a little gangster in him, but Biggie knew who he was. You know, he stayed in his lane, and he was funky. He has charisma in his rhyme, and anytime he rapped with the storytelling, you were just hooked. You wanted to hear what he was gonna say next, and the way he flowed was different. It was so, it had some 80s rap flash master. Funk flex into it a little bit, and he just switched it up, man. Biggie was just a different cat, man. Died way too young. To think that I'm older now
than to think I'm the same age as him.
This is, you know, puts life into perspective. You see that guy when you're younger, you think he's larger than life, man. This guy's lived, you think he's lived a full life. He was just a kid. He was just a kid that got taken away from us so young. He would have been 47 years old right now. Who knows?
Still young.
Who knows where he'd be?
Where do you guys think Biggie would... What do you think he would be like today? I feel like if Biggie were here today, I feel like he would be a lot similar to, like, Snoop Dogg's, like, you know, calm, cool, collected, like, OG status. Like, I feel like he would just be so wise and always give like the best advice, you know? And I feel like he would just be such a laid back person, but give you like the best advice that you need to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you look now at the OGs who've made it. You look at the Dr. Dre's, the Ice Cubes, the Jay-Z's, they're all doing big things now. Ice Cube's movie star, producer, Big Three, Dr. Dre, renowned as the greatest producer of all time in hip hop probably. Jay-Z, best rapper, entrepreneur. Like, You see these things, and that was there for Pac and Biggie. That lane, they could have been even bigger. You know, maybe Jay is not even as big as he is without. So there's so many aspects of it. The sky, like someone said it in his song, the sky really was the limit. Yeah. You know, it's so unfortunate.
You know, I think the way Biggie and, you know, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him, they were taking off and kind of helping each other grow, because Puff was still young and everything.
Another guy I forgot to mention, right?
Yeah, Puff was still young, trying to get his thing off the ground rolling, and he came across and sparked this great talent in Biggie, and they were kind of growing and forming together the whole Bad Boy movement. You know,
that Biggie Bad Boy reunion tour was like the biggest tour like in that year. You know that, like, they made Mafia, more money than Beyonce's tour. Like,
all under, Junior Mafia was under Biggie and that coming up. And I really feel like, you know, you start asking, you know, where would they be like today? I think Bad Boy would be where it's at today, but it kind of still, it'd be not just, you say Bad Boy and now it's just Diddy. You know, Diddy got Bad Boy, you know, doing. I think today you'd say Bad Boy and it'd be like Puffin Biggie really rose that. From, you know, the early 90s through the 90s coming up, it'd really be a tag team, you know, unit with them two getting the right artists and having their company grow. I look at them two as really pushing that. But I got my feelings about Diddy and that whole situation. Marv says save it. Yep. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go. Because, Don't even listen.
Save it, Mike.
Don't even get into it. But Marv.
Yes.
Marv's music hits. What you got for us?
So people
know.
People already, you know, jumping the gun, giving out their favorite Biggie songs. Let's hear them out. Dirk said, "Big Papa, Hypnotized, Party and BS." That was one of his favorites. Sam bringing up One More Chance, favorite music video ever. He should have been in that. So I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna stick to what you guys are doing. I'm gonna give out, you know, five of his, like, best storytelling, like, songs, not his greatest hits, not his biggest, but songs that when you listen to, he just captivated your mind. Is like, this is what made Biggie so special. First song, the one we all love and know, Juicy. You know, that
Juicy,
one, like,
come on.
He took an original song that was great and flipped it into something great as well.
Juicy, everyone can rap that song lyric for lyric. Puts everyone
beginning
in the,
to end.
Everyone in a good mood.
Give me the microphone. I'll do it right now. Sorry.
Nah, hold on. Give us a
go. Go ahead.
Continue.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
She's not ready. She's not ready.
Yes, I am ready. You already know I'm a rapper, so don't even try to play me.
Second, The What. Now, The What is Biggie and Method Man going back and forth, and this is my favorite song. My favorite Biggie song with Method Man and Biggie. Make sure you guys listen if you don't know The What. It's a force. They're going back and forth.
I didn't know.
Third, already mentioned, Got a Story to Tell. Now, Got a Story to Tell is Biggie in his element, pretty much. He's, you know, he wasn't someone who's so serious. You could see he was fun. Telling the story how he might have smashed one of the Knicks players that went to go visit, went to go play against the Utah Jazz. Some people saying it's John Starks. Another person possibly could have been Anthony Mason that Wes brought out. Rest in peace, Anthony Mason. But it's a real fun story. Don't listen to it. I got a story to tell. Anytime you're in the whip and you hear that one, you just have to nod, bump your head. Second, it doesn't get better storytelling than Warning. Who the F is this calling me at 5:46 in the morning? Come on, man. Warning is a force. Biggie was real, you know, talking about someone trying to take his life. And, you know, getting ready for it. And last but not least, this one, I'm not sure if people really know this track as much, but I think it's his best storytelling. There's no music video for it, and it's quite a shame. It's called Negroes Bleed, and it's not Negroes, if you know what I mean. But so Negroes Bleed is the song, and that story right there is a force. Check it out. Notorious B.I.G., one of the best who ever have done it. And, you know, this week, represent him, Crooklyn's finest, play some Biggie.
One song that came up, you know, Mar, we got history with this song, the Ten Crack Commandments. But we flipped that. T-Mac don't know this.
Ten College Commandments.
Flip that to Ten College Commandments. Me's right here. Shout out to our boy Irk. We had a great music video. You know, college fun.
Definitely. You know, for ones who are listening.
Music video, huh?
YouTube it. Ten College Commandments. You'll
Exhibit
find us.
Zero.
Back in our days. You know, just letting y'all know.
Looking young and crazy.
I look the same, but, you know.
Letting y'all know what it was, man. How to survive.
How many DMs did you get from that one?
DMs wasn't popping.
We still waiting for you to pull that
DMs
up.
Was, I don't think IG or Snapchat was made back then.
Thank you for the Marv's music hits. I'm sure everybody's going to go check that out. You know, happy birthday, Biggie. Marv?
Absolutely.
Take us out?
Yes, yes. Once again, you know, really dope show. Loved how we were able to switch it up. Everyone getting involved, talking about all these different things. You know, once again, rest in peace to all the transgender women who were attacked in 2019. I'll say their names one more time. Dana Martin, Malaysia Booker, Ashanti Carmen, Claire Legato, and Michelle Simone. You know, this is something that we enjoy, not enjoy, but we love that we have the platform to speak on.
Voice our opinion.
And really spread awareness. So thank you for allowing us to do that. Thank you for getting involved. Make sure to check us out on iTunes.
Yep.
Check us out on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and all that.
Spread the word.
Subscribe.
Tune in. Tell a friend.
All that. So once again, this is the Double M Show, where the urban life and sports collide. That's the birthday boy, Mr. Mike Nice.
Appreciate y'all.
This is the lovely T-Mac. I'm DJ Meez, and we're signing out.